If I were to be told this 2 years ago, I'd be heading into my second All-Ireland series even, or to have two Ulster championships under my belt, forget the two medals, I'd be laughing at you. So, you know, it's been unbelievable the last 2 years.
What you have achieved, is it something that you get a chance to stop and reflect on at all?
No, to be honest, you know, I've been told at home, you know, don't be satisfied with what you got. You know, there's a lot of medals I don't have, including Donegal championships, not there. So I have a long way to go to be totally satisfied, you know. And you know, if I get into my career saying, you know, I'm totally satisfied with what I've done, and look back at my career and say, you know, I'm very happy, I'll be a very happy man.
I suppose a lot of people, ourselves, have been writing that it's been a much more mature performance from Patrick McBurdy this year. Do you feel that your own game has moved on a lot from last year?
Definitely, you know, and I suppose the Kildare game last year, I was very mad at myself, and the Glasgow game last year in Balfay. I went home and looked at all the videos, the Donegal games last year, and there was a few wee things that I wasn't happy about with my game. Probably was a wee bit too greedy. I was trying to establish myself in the team too much, and you know, Jim took, settled me down this year and said, you know, do your bit for the team and work hard, and the rest will take care of itself. You know, so that's what I've been focusing on. And thankfully, you know, I'm far happier this year than I was last year with my own performances. And you know, if I can get a good 70 minutes under my belt the next day, you know, I'll be very happy, and you know, most importantly, the one.
I suppose there was a lot made before, I think, the last game or before the Ulster final, where you had pretty much hadn't been training with the team. Was that difficult, you know, being so young and, you know, trying to establish yourself and you're not part of the group for a lot of us?
Definitely, you know, at the start of the year, I wanted to establish myself in the team, and I was kind of restricted in my movements with the leaving cert not there, and nights would have been down studying, thinking, you know, I should be up in Castlefin or wherever we were training, trying to impress them, you know. But thankfully, you know, I was really shocked that I got the start against Derry, and thankfully things went well that day. But you know, it's been helter skelter ever since the, I think it was the 16th of June, whatever. And you know, we haven't looked back, and hopefully Cork in 2 weeks' time we can get over them and look forward to an All-Ireland final.
You know, looking back, Donegal have played Cork twice in recent times, 06 and 09. Would you have been in supporter territory for those games?
I was at both them games, yeah, and I remember 09 just clearly in my head. I went down with Mark McHugh. I was travelling with Mark McHugh that day, and you know, it's funny to think back now that the two of us were playing for Donegal. But you know, it was very, as a supporter, it was a very, how could you say, a big downer going the long way back on the bus, you know, and it must have been terrible for the players, you know, to get that kind of give that kind of performance. But you know, we've come a long way since that. Donegal football's come a long way since that, and you know, I don't think in the near future we can expect one of those.